It's the week before the election, and there seems to be two prevailing views about what will happen on Tuesday, but they don't break down along party lines. One camp asserts that President Obama will most likely win re-election. That camp includes 538's Nate Silver, who told us Thursday afternoon that there's a 79% chance of an Obama win, a number that he has since revised upward. Also in Silver's camp, right-leaning journalists like the Washington Examiner's Timothy Carney, who wrote a piece Thursday titled, "Why I Think Obama Will Win in Detail." But there's another camp, poll skeptics, who still think it's a toss-up. Joe Klein of Time magazine is one. He wrote a column simply titled, "I Don't Know." The left-leaning blog Truthout is also skeptical, as is former Republican Congressman, now MSNBC host, Joe Scarborough.
Nate Silver says this is a 73.6% chance that the president's going to win. Nobody in that campaign thinks they have a 73. Oh. They think they have a 50.1% chance of winning. Anybody that thinks that this race is anything but a toss-up right now is such an ideologue. They should be kept away from typewriters, computers, laptops, and microphones for the next 10 days because they're jokes.
Nate Silver, you are so confident in your predictions. You challenged Joe Scarborough to a $1,000 bet that Obama would win.
It's pretty simple. Obama leads in the polls in states like Ohio, Iowa, Wisconsin. That would suffice to give him 270 electoral votes. Therefore, he's the favorite. If you're a pundit and you're someone who's paid to render your opinion and you care about being accurate, I think the argument is stronger both in an intuitive way and based on this complex formula that we have for Obama based on swing state polls. But I think Joe is ducking the question, which kind of lets you know that he's more of an entertainer than someone who's really doing any kind of analysis or...
Okay.
Yeah. Look at all the cases in the past since 1968 where candidates 2 or 3 points ahead in a swing state like Ohio, as Obama is now, in the average of polls. And how often did he win? So you count those as wins. How often did he lose? You count those as losses. And then you have a percentage score. That's really all we're doing.
Okay. Truthout points out that few people answer telephone polls, only 9% of people do, and that those weirdos certainly aren't representative of the average voter.
Oh, sure. And look, there are two contradictory kind of trends here. On the one hand, if you just look at how well have the polls actually done, they've been getting better. So 2004, they nailed the election, 2008. On the other hand, if you look at how many people are actually answering these calls, then it's fewer and fewer people. So which of those will prevail on Tuesday, we're not sure. We assume the polls could miss, but if they're biased, it could be either way.
How does it feel to be a legend in your own time?
It's been very odd to have 538 itself be a story, and I think that itself kind of tells you a little bit about maybe where people's priorities are misplaced. You know, people sometimes say, oh, you know, people focus too much on the polls to begin with, right? But when you then focus on someone who builds statistical models based on the polls, you're one level further removed away from anything that really affects the average American in any obvious way.
I don't know. I think that you yourself, if you weren't affecting this false modesty right now, would concede that people following your meta poll would be closer than people who are trying to follow individual polls.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm less modest about, though. I think we have a better way of doing things. And the reason I got into this is because I found the horse race coverage extremely vapid, right, where a lot of it was just kind of recycling quotes from the campaigns and talking in cliches that didn't really hold up to scrutiny. And I had seen in baseball, a field I was in before covering politics, how you had kind of the Moneyball revolution seeped its way into kind of journalism first and then inside the game. Politics is kind of the reverse almost, where campaigns themselves are quite data-driven, but I think the people who cover them are not as much. They're always more allured by what they think is the quote-unquote narrative, and what I think, frankly, is the spin.
You're kind of like the Jonah Hill character of politics.
I've gotten that comparison more than the Brad Pitt comparison, unfortunately.
Sorry. At some point, you're going to make a high certainty prediction about something high profile, like maybe a presidential election, and it'll break the other way. It won't even necessarily mean that you were wrong. In this election, for instance, by your numbers, if you ran a scenario 10 times, Romney would win at least twice.
I will stand here or sit here right now and guarantee you we're going to be wrong sooner or later. What's different is that we tell you how likely we are to be wrong and how often. I mean, the irony here is that in my book, The Signal and the Noise, I talk a lot about how do we think about uncertainty and how do we measure uncertainty. But that's something that even people who are versed in statistics aren't very good at doing. And certainly I think pundits and reporters aren't very good at doing, where everything has to be either a 50-50, we can't weigh in, or it's, oh, this is certain, and usually the truth is somewhere between 0 and 100.
But if Tuesday is one of those times where Romney wins, is your goose cooked? Will you ever work in this town again?
I mean, not if some of the bigger hacks in the media establishment get their way.
But those hacks have an even lower record of probability, we've noted on this program, than you have by far.
Well, so look, I think people are competitive, right? And a lot of what I do implicitly critiques the horse race coverage. We've had, I should say, a very steady forecast. We had all 50 states the same when we launched the model in June. We know which states have more Republicans than Democrats. We know it's going to be a close election based on the economy, and it's maybe not all that complicated. But people want to pretend that someone wins the day and there are all these ups and downs and momentum and the roller coaster and game change and all these terms that are used are basically BS. And when someone calls them on that and asks them to provide their facts and to defend their analysis and they can't do it, they become very, very defensive and they want to shoot the messenger.
Don't hit me, Nate.
Not you. Not you. You have this show, this program has self-awareness.
Nate Silver blogs at 538, and you can find him on the New York Times website. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.